Welcome back to Quickest Path to Cash. I am your co-host, Bert Martinez, here with Jason Drone. Jason, are you excited about this episode?
I'm pumped about this episode.
We're going to be helping you guys find the quickest path to cash by pre-selling your products and your content. Jason is a pro at this. He's probably one of the guys who some of the big marketers reach out to Jason to help them pre-sell a product or content. So Jason, why don't you start us off? Tell us what's this pre-selling all about?
Yeah, so pre-selling is kind of a prolific word in the digital product space, if you will. Pre-selling is all about selling something that isn't created yet. And what that means typically is that you're pre-selling some sort of a live course or digital training, or you could even think of it as events, like a conference or something. And in all of these cases, you don't have the content created that you're selling. So you end up pre-selling it. You end up doing a bunch of marketing material or creating a bunch of marketing material or sales copy or whatever that gets people excited about the product or buying from you, and knowing and trusting the fact that you're going to deliver that product, that content, that event, whatever, down the road at some point. And really, pre-selling is kind of an art form because you need to dial in your sales message to the point that you at least have a very good schedule as far as when you're going to be delivering that content or when you're going to be delivering the course material. And that's really the starting point. So rather than spending a whole lot of time creating a product, then you really just spend the time creating the sales material and then pre-sell the product that you will be creating. So the beautiful part about it is you can make money without having to create the product first. And that's huge. And you see this a lot, especially with the big multi-video launch sequences. The material isn't created yet. Typically, it's just the sales material that is created. They pre-sell like a 6-week training or an 8-week training or a 12-week training or however long they decide it's going to take for the buyer, the customer, to go through the process, and they create all that stuff on demand. So it's an interesting model that pays you sooner and pushes the burden of content creation to later. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I like that. And it also, I think, is a great way for you to test out the most important part, which is your marketing. Does anybody really want this product you're about to launch?
Exactly. And it's a huge piece of it is the testing, because unless you are, really well kind of ingrained in the market that you're launching to, or unless you survey your prospects, the people who you're going to be selling to, then it's sometimes difficult to figure out what they want. And this is a great way of figuring it out without spending weeks or months or, on creating a product itself.
That's right. You can test out not only your sales funnel, but maybe the price is wrong. Maybe you need a higher price or lower price or a different price. So you're able to test it out. And before, again, like Jason just said, before spending months putting this content together, which, again, Jason, I've seen a lot of people fail because they put the product together first and then nobody wants it, or the marketing fails for whatever reason. Guys, you probably have all seen some of the stuff where you maybe have bought a course, and one of the ways that they control the content is that they tell you, hey, we're going to release this to you one module at a time so you don't get overloaded. Well, first of all, that's true. It's helpful because you don't get overloaded. But at the same time, what are they doing? They're building out their content.
Right.
but it's true, though. I mean, there's nothing worse than having, 20 videos to look at and 16 PDFs. To me, that is overload, and a lot of people get freaked out by it. So getting it 1 week at a time actually to me is a very helpful thing to do it. If you stay on track, you get it done in that 6 or 8 week course, you finish it on time.
Yep, absolutely. And that's not to mention it's pre-selling. Typically, the courses that you're going to see pre-sale offers for are typically higher ticket.
Yes.
$3,000, $4,000, $5,000. And typically, because they're higher ticket and because they're pre-sold, they are treated as a live class or some sort of a one-on-one coaching kind of deal or a group coaching class. Like one of my clients, one of the things I recommend them to do is do a $2,500 6 week group coaching class, and we're going to pre-sell the content. Although most of my clients end up creating all the course material first because they don't want to have like a launch cycle. They want to just open up the shopping cart and just let it go. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And but typically these pre-sale kind of offers, you can make quite a bit of money on them. And you will notice, especially, you know, some of the prolific, you know, digital marketers who I'm not going to name names, but you can tell when they have an idea and then just go and run a webinar for it. And then just to test out the idea, just to see if the idea has legs. And all they really do is kind of create an outline for the course content first. And then they go and start marketing it and see what happens. And if it works, awesome. You know, they're creating content for the next 6 weeks or 8 weeks. If it doesn't, then they move on to the next.
Absolutely. And let's talk about this, Jason, because again, I know that a lot of people are probably intrigued by this idea. So how much, let me ask you this. What do you find is some of the mistakes that people make when they're launching their pre-sale?
That's a great question. The biggest mistake, you know, the biggest thing, number one, is not knowing what your course should be about. I have found that even if you have a small list, you can survey your list. Just send them a little survey with either SurveyMonkey.com is a survey tool, or Google Docs has a form tool, so you can create forms and surveys in there. And even if you have a small list or friends in your, you know, Outlook or whatever you use for email, just send them a survey and say, you know, what do you need right now? What will help? What can I do to help you move down this path? You know what I mean?
Right.
That way you at least have a framework, some sort of an idea of what it is to offer. Because if you come out of left field with an offer, then you're not going to sell it. You know, and that's really the bottom line. If you aren't fulfilling the needs of your list, of your client base, of your prospects, then you're not going to make any money with it. So why try it? You know, so the first thing to do is really dial in the offer, know exactly what it is you're going to sell, how much you're going to sell it for, and go from there, because everything comes out of the offer. You know, the marketing, the messaging, the webinar copy, all of it is structured to support the offer that you're going to make.
Absolutely. You know what? And one of the things that I learned from you, which has helped me out immensely, and that is that you plan everything out. You're very meticulous. So when you're doing a launch, you're doing a new product, you use a product called MindMeister.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I forgot, it's like a thought mapping mind mapping tool, mm-hmm, that lets you see, okay, here's the first module and what it contains. Here's the second module and what it contains. And so this to me is a great way to break down what the modules are going to contain. It also sets you up for success because you know instantly what you need to do, what, mm-hmm, needs to be done, and you can start farming stuff out. You can work on the core material. You can do whatever needs to get done. So I like using MindMeister or some other mind mapping tool like that, and you can start breaking down the components of what you want to get done. So I think that, to me, planning is probably the such a big first step. So, you know, you're going to plan out, okay, I'm going to do a survey, three question survey, boom, that's done. What's the next step? You know, create my sales funnel, you know, am I going to use affiliate? So you can break down the steps that you need to, you know, plan your success.
Absolutely. And like Bert said, it really all starts with the offer, you know, figuring out the offer, whether it's a survey or something like that. But after that, after you figure out the offer, as Bert said, I like to use a mind mapping tool to just kind of get my head around, wrapped around what it is I'm going to be creating, because that way I know how long it's going to take. I know how to sell it, you know, because each of the elements of your mind map are additional features and benefits that you can put in your sales copy. So, because you're going to be solving problems right along the way, like in one of my courses, is a module on how to create membership sites. So that's a step, you know, that's something I can sell to for people who are not necessarily looking to create ebooks, but looking to create membership sites. You know what I mean? So it also keeps everything front and center. So you know how to sell when you get to that point. But really, it's coming up with the offer and then coming up with the marketing material. And I know that sounds difficult, you know, is it coming up with marketing material and doing all the creative and everything. But really, the bottom line is the best way to pre-sell something when you're right out of the gate is to do a webinar, to do a sales webinar, and just kind of jam it out. You know, so write the webinar, schedule the webinar, and then do the webinar after you get some traffic.
Absolutely. And webinars, I agree with what Jason just said. Webinars are a great way to just deliver some additional value, mix it up with your audience, and then very easily ask them to buy your stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the nicest thing is webinars don't take very long to write. And for me, they serve as the ultimate kind of dynamic sales presentation, because your customers or prospects slash customers, the people who will be buying, are asking questions as you're presenting the webinar. So one of my favorite things to do is just do a webinar where I actually present different pieces of the course content, you know, what I'm going to be creating. So like a general how-to webinar, you know, a how-to webinar on creating podcasts. Let's just say, right. You know, so we go through and we outline the five or six or seven steps you need in order to podcast. And then we give some examples of podcasts that we've created or have been a part of or whatever. And then you just kind of you pre-sell the offer and say, now we're opening up a 6-week course. We're going to take you through the process. By the time you're done, you're actually going to have a successful podcast up on iTunes. And the price of that is going to be $9.97. We didn't create any content yet, but at the same time, we delivered value. Some people are going to be on your webinar and not go buy and not buy your course and just go do it on your own. And that's cool. I'm kind of that way. Bert's that way. You know, we've been in this business long enough that we have a pretty good idea of how to do it. And if it makes sense, we just go do it. You know what I mean? And then we sell to the folks who want to purchase the product, and then we go create the product. And webinars are just very, very nice for writing sales copy on demand and getting some initial sales. They're just dynamic. You don't have to worry about video sales letters or launch videos or having a big list or anything like that. Webinars do a lot of stuff for you from a sales standpoint.
Absolutely. You know, the other thing I love about putting together a webinar is that it really helps you focus on what you're going to deliver. Mm-hmm. It really helps you focus not only on, you know, it helps you focus on your content. It helps you focus on your audience. I have put together webinars, and because of the webinar, I ended up changing my offering a little bit, changing the content a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so the webinars are a great way to experiment and get some immediate feedback. And Jason, let me ask you this. I don't know if you have any thoughts on this, but on a webinar, let's say that you're you know, this is all cold traffic,
mm-hmm.
Pay-per-click or whatever, mm-hmm. cold traffic. What's your conversion ratio? Do you think is it 5%, 10%, 20%? What's your thought on that?
That's a great question. So we're gonna get into some numbers for those of you listening. You know, you can even write these down. But typically with cold traffic, what we find is, let's say our podcast product, let's say, you know, our Mythical podcast product is going to be $9.97, and that's our offer. And the offer is going to be a six week group coaching class that they go through with Bert and me on something, you know, on creating and selling their podcast and making money with their podcast and all that other stuff. If we're selling that product and we are doing it from a webinar with cold traffic, you know, traffic from Facebook or whatever. So webinars do a couple things. First of all, people have to sign up. They have to give you their email address in order to be registered for your webinar. So your webinar is your lead magnet, for lack of a better phrase.
Right.
You know, your webinar is what people are opting in for the ability to be on your webinar, go through the content, and then see the pitch. So webinars are great lead magnet, lead generation tools. From cold traffic to a webinar, now webinars are a little bit more expensive than, let's say, a report, but cold traffic from Facebook to a webinar, we're going to be looking at about $4 per lead. So you're going to be spending $4 per lead to get somebody on your webinar. If you have 100 people who register for your webinar, you're going to spend roughly $400 in traffic. So you have 100 people on your who sign up for your webinar. 50%, 45 to 50% of them are actually going to attend. So immediately you lop off 50% of them. Of those 50%, so that's 50 people. Typically, you're going to have another half of that be on the webinar for your pitch. So 25 people are actually going to see the offer of $9.97. And then of those, for a price of about $9.97, you're going to get roughly 10 to 15% conversion. So you're looking at 2-3 sales at $9.97. Now, if you remember, how much did we spend for traffic? This is like
$400.
And if we get 2-3 sales, let's just say two. How much did we make? We made $2,000. So we did 500% on our money. We made $2,000 and spent $400. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I love it.
So yeah, and those are, like, as of right now, you know, whatever today's date is, those are real numbers that you can bank on, you know, because we run paid traffic to our stuff every day. So
now let me ask you this real quick. Okay, so again, guys, if you're keeping up with the numbers, 100 people registered, about 50% showed up to the live webinar. Mm-hmm. Jason, are you a big believer in the replay? Replay makes money?
The replay definitely makes money. So what we do is we send a 5-day replay sequence. So, you know, day one, hey, the last night's webinar was awesome. Make sure you check out the replay. Day two, did you check out the replay? You know, what did you think of it? Day three. Day three, day four, and day five, we end up, like, day three and day four, we mail to the replay and then also to the shopping cart link. And day five, we mail to the shopping cart link and put the replay in the PS and then shut down the replay. So they can't go see the replay after it's over. I'll generally double the sales from the replay. So, you know, if I sold two or three on the webinar, I'll sell another two or three, you know, through the replay sequence. And at $9.97, some people want an email from you. Some people want to call you on the phone and make sure you're legitimate, especially from cold traffic. These folks don't know you. So sometimes they're a little hesitant of filling out a shopping cart form
sure.
for $9.97 on a product that you're pre-selling. You know what I mean? Like, there's a certain amount of trust that has to take place there. If you tell them that, you know, you're immediately logged into the first week of content, then that kind of gives you a little bit of a leg up. You're still pre-selling the majority of the course, but you're giving them something immediately for buying. So that's usually the better route to go. Because if somebody gives you money, you want to make sure to fulfill something, you know.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that up. So you will have some people, I've had this happen to me, no matter how many times you tell them that, hey, you know, we're going to get started next week and I'm going to drip it out to you 1 week at a time. I've had people who would get upset with me. It doesn't happen very often, but mm-hmm. it does happen where they'll say, hey, I want it all right now. No, I'm sorry, for your own good and safety and my, you know, whatever you tell them, I'm only going to let you have one module at a time. And I've had to refund people.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. You know, don't get offended. Don't take it personally. You know, I much rather refund somebody and do it on my terms than to be afraid of losing the sale and have to answer to somebody else's terms. I won't do that anymore. It's just not worth the aggravation.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so I love this idea. So guys, again, you spent $400 or $500. I think it was $400 on advertising. You made two sales on the live webinar, another two sale. Let's just say another one sale on the replay webinar. So that's three sales. That's $3,000. You back out the $400. You still made $2,600 in profits
by not creating a product.
By not creating a product, but now you've fully tested a product. You have a bunch of people who believe and trust you so much. This is the thing. They believe and trust you so much that they're willing to give you thousands of dollars for you to go and get the product. And then what's so nice about this, Jason, I want to get your opinion on this, is now you have the replay. You know that the copy is converting.
Yep.
Would you then put this on an automatic basis?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly what I do. You know, you want to make sure that you have at least so there's some logistical issues with that. First is, in order for them to go through the same process, the course needs to be dripped out in a way that is website based as opposed to you creating it. Because people are also, they're going to, every time the automated webinar plays and people buy from the automated webinar, your pitch is that this course is going to be dripped out, you know, week one, week two, week three, week four. So it doesn't matter if you're into week three, you know, you still want that product dripped out. So with that, I mean, what I do is I use a membership plugin called Wishlist Member. And it's, Wishlist Member is the cheaper version. It works very well. You can drip content out. It's a very nice plugin. I want to say it's like $97. It's really, really cheap. I use Office Autopilot, which integrates with my email marketing and all that other stuff. But it has a membership component. So anybody, any of my clients or buyers or members, their membership login is tied directly with their customer record, which I like. It's cleaner. It's nicer. And it also works for dripping content. But the challenge you're going to have is in automating the webinar, you're going to want to automate the course content as well. So it unlocks sequentially, you know, it unlocks week after week after week after week, whether it's created or whether it's not created. But to make a long story short, yes, I would absolutely automate the webinar to play every night, a couple times a week, and just start sending traffic. I mean, you proved the model once. You made $3,000 and you spent $400. Do it every day, and you're going to make a fortune very, very quickly.
Absolutely. This is where somebody could take this one product, this one content, and as long as it's what I term or whatever, what marketers term, you know, green, meaning it's always going to be a timely product or service mm-hmm. that somebody's going to want, then there's no reason for you not to constantly have it playing. And then as you start to build up, members, you could, you know, maybe you hire a part-time VA to help you make mm-hmm. sure that everybody's happy, and maybe you host a special live webinar once every 6 or 12 or whatever weeks you want, just as a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
But bottom line is you have a business right here. On Quickest Path to Cash, we just basically gave you the model for you to make, you know, I don't know,
as much money as you want.
Literally as much money as you want. I mean, if you play this every week and you had and you continue to create the same results, you know, let's just say you did it once a week because you're not real hungry. So you're making on average of $3,000 or $2,600 a week. We'll round it down to $2,500. So you know, that's $10,000 a month. That's $120,000 a year on autopilot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are people out there working 50, 60, 70, 80 hours a week to make $100,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
So now this model, it's a proven model. You can go and get this stuff done and literally just put it on autopilot. And here's another tip. This is the way I started. A lot of the way we think comes from our self-esteem and our confidence. You have to have the courage and the confidence to ask for $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000 for a product.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not there yet, don't be afraid to start off at, you know, $500.
Yeah.
You know, $750 and work your way up.
My first product was $97. It was actually $97, but it was $97 a month.
Okay.
Because actually, as Bert just said, I lacked the confidence in being able to charge $1,000, $2,000. It was that amount of money was mind blowing to me at the time. This is 8 years ago. And, but I knew that selling, I didn't have a following at the time. I didn't have a list. But I knew I needed to sell something. So rather than go all high end, you know, $1,000, $2,000, $5,000, whatever, I ended up going low end. But I knew I couldn't sell 1,000 copies of something. I didn't have that much reach. I mean, just being practical and just, you know, accepting reality, you know.
Right.
At the time, I knew I wasn't going to be able to sell thousands of anything. So rather than sell thousands of copies of a product, what I decided to do was, back then I needed $100 a day. Like, it was $100 a day. That was my goal. With $100 a day, making $100 a day online, I could, that was $3,000 a month. I could afford everything in my life, my, you know, rent, food, car, the whole deal on $3,000 a month. And so with $97 a day, my goal was to sell one membership a day. Didn't matter how, didn't matter if it was webinar, through an email, through support, through whatever, I needed to sell one membership a day. And as long as I sold that one membership a day, next month I would make more, and I would double my income. And the next month I would double my income. And the next month I would double my income. Does that make sense? So, because, you know, the initial $97 is the first payment, but then next month they're going to rebill at $97. So that was the model I used to start. I accepted the fact that I could charge $97. I had confidence in that. I had confidence that I could deliver $97 in value. All I had to do was continue adding to the course, continue adding to the products. It was 97, 97, 97. And that was my first digital product sales model.
I love it. Yeah. And that's a great one. The rebuild is great. So you can see from this model, guys, not only does it give you a very quick path to cash, it gives you a residual path to cash, it also starts building your name. And here's the thing, it's important that you've gotten three or four sales every week or every month, however you decide to do it. But what's really important is the secondary benefits. Could you imagine what you could do if you had 50 or 100 or 500 or 1,000 buyers,
mm-hmm.
people who trusted you and already given you money? That means that they're willing to buy from you again.
Oh, yeah. And the beautiful thing about pre-selling, is that because you're creating the course live, your interaction with your first group, your first class, your first audience of buyers is really high. Because you want to solve all of their problems. Like, it is your cardinal mission in life for the next 6 weeks to solve all of their problems related to podcasting or whatever, you know, whatever the
right.
topic is. And you become really, really close with them. And they buy a lot of stuff. They continue to buy a lot of stuff. And what you will find with higher-end buyers is that you have a lot less of them. You know, not like $1,000 and up, you have a lot less of them, but they are really cool people. Like, they
yes.
always are a pleasure to work with. They're a pleasure to deal with. They're a pleasure to learn from and teach. And because everybody, in order to pay the $1,000 or more, they've done something that has given them some experience, and they're just really, really cool people. So it's a very fun crowd to teach, to educate.
Yep, I think we're done for today. Quickest path to cash. I think we're going to wrap up episode number 2. And if you guys have questions, you can reach out to us.
Just a real quick, we're going to recap. Just recap.
Oh, yeah, let's recap. Good idea, yeah.
So the first thing to do is, if you have a list, survey your list, figure out what they want and what they don't. Step number 2 is create your offer. And that's required. You got to have your offer before you create any marketing material. Step number 3 is to write your webinar. So make sure to create the PowerPoint slides that you're going to present on your webinar itself. You want to schedule your webinar and then run some traffic to it, whether it's your email list or Facebook, sell on the webinar, and then fulfill your course. And that is the process, the quickest path to cash strategy.
I think it's fantastic. I'm so glad you were smart enough to do the recap. Guys, if you have questions, you can reach out to Jason. Jason, what is your email?
Jason.drone@gmail.com is me.
Jason.drone@gmail.com. Or you can reach out to me, Bert@BertMartinez.com. We'll be glad to answer your questions. And we appreciate you guys joining us here for Quickest Path to Cash. Please spread the news. Tell everybody. In the comments, leave us a review, and we really appreciate you guys tuning in and helping us become very popular on iTunes and everywhere else.
See you next week.
See you next week.